Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. 17th Annual Holiday Arts Tour is underway in Ruston. All weekend long, you can see various events, programs, and exhibits that are showcased as part of the tour. North Central Louisiana Arts Council Executive Director Jessica Slaughter joins me by phone for a look at what's taking place. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Well, the tour highlights the talents of artists across North Central Louisiana. Jessica, give us an idea what types of work we can find this weekend.
We have jewelry makers, we have oil painters, acrylic painters, we have photography, sculpture, a huge variety.
It is the holiday tour. I take it there's a variety of items for seasonal use as well as everyday decor that's out there this weekend?
Yeah, it's really a perfect opportunity for gifting because there's a lot of small items that make good under-the-tree gifts. But there's also a lot of artwork that be, you know, huge pieces for on the wall in your home. And then besides visual art, we also have musicians. And then on Sunday, we'll have some dancing. We're also going to have some magic and some juggling.
That sounds like quite an array of activities that are taking place. Now, musical performances presented through the weekend. Can you give us a rundown of some of the featured musicians, some of the names that will be out there this Friday and Saturday?
Sure. Tonight we have Monty Russell and Bethany Rayborn. We have Elizabeth Vito, who's a body percussionist, so that's something unusual and fun. Then we've got Stiff Neck Fools, a reggae band that's coming over from Shreveport. And then that's tonight from 5 to 9, those four acts. Then tomorrow, beginning at noon, we'll have someone every hour on the hour. We have a Chinese harp player, Mei Hong Gao. We have Ricky Pittman, blues band called the Bluesaholic. We have a poetry reading. We have the whole schedule on our website, which is nicklarts.org.
Yeah. You mentioned the poetry reading. Who participates in that? Is it high school students, high school faculty members, university faculty members?
We have three published poets who teach at Louisiana Tech, Janera Smith, April Honaker, and Veronica Shooter. And then we have Errol Miller, who is a poet from Monroe.
Well, there's lots of activities for the kids on Sunday with the Holiday Arts Tour. It's Sprout Sunday. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this year we're doing Sprout Sunday a little differently. We're going to have all the activities in one location, which is 202 North Vienna. We're going to have five different artists offering activities from 1:30 to 3:30. One of those will be a reading by a children's book author, and then someone's going to do a Christmas ornament to pair with that book. Then we have a Picasso project, and a fiber project, and a folding paper project. And all of that's free for children.
And of course, the tour winds down with a community variety show. Tell us about what's coming up and what was experienced last year with this variety show. It sounds like it's a really interesting and neat idea.
It was so much fun. Last year we had a great turnout for it. I'm hoping the same this year. We have it at the Dixie Center for the Arts, and it's free, of course. It begins at 4. We're going to have a solo vocalist. We'll have ballroom dancing. We're going to have the Chinese harp player. We'll have some ballet and hip-hop dancing, body percussion. We'll have a scene by the Ruston Community Theater of their upcoming Christmas play. And we will close with a piano solo by a faculty member from Grambling.
Sounds like a great lineup there for the variety show on Sunday afternoon. All right, so the Holiday Arts Tour got underway yesterday afternoon and last night. In your walkthrough, Jessica, give us an idea what kind of stood out, some of the featured things that you saw that you can recommend and kind of giving us a thumbnail sketch of what to make sure we make a point of taking a look at.
Well, first, if you've gone in the past, I'll have to say this year, it'd be good to go a couple of days because we have 35 locations this year. And I walked around nonstop last night from 5 to 8 and could not make all the stops. So let's see. Make sure some new places that you may not have stopped before. Accent of the East is a new location participating this year. Be sure to stop there. Let's see, I'm looking through the brochure. It's too hard to say. I can't say go to certain places. You need to go to them all.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful booklet that was designed for the tour this year that has every location and all the activities listed for you. So if you know that you're a fan of, you know, large abstract oil paintings, then you can look in the booklet and find the person who does that and be sure to go see them.
Right, be able to navigate your way with ease. Well, it is a huge community effort and tremendous support as well, making this possible.
Yeah, it's great. We have a decentralized arts funding grant that provides funding for the tour that makes it free for the public to be able to go and enjoy. And then this year also, Fine Line Art Supply is our title sponsor. So it's really just a great weekend for the public to get out and see all the wonderful talent that we have in our region.
And again, Jessica, how can you find out more? Of course, the Holiday Arts Tour going on today as well as Saturday and wrapping up on Sunday. The website and a phone number.
Okay, the website is nclarts.org. Our phone number is 318-255-1450. And then we also have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/holidayartstour. That's a very easy way to find out more information.
Great weekend to be had in downtown Ruston with the Holiday Arts Tour. Jessica Slaughter serves as executive director with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council. Jessica, thanks for joining us and look forward to catching you this weekend.
Thanks so much, Bob.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcast by visiting the Listening Room online at KEDM.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.